Buying health insurance is not as much of a problem if you live in Europe, because most countries in the European Union offer universal health coverage. And EU citizens are covered even when they travel to or live in another EU country. Now, Spain says it's paying the cost of a new trend in health tourism. More and more northern Europeans are choosing to retire and take their health problems to Spain's Mediterranean coast. Here's Jerome Sokolowski.
The Costa del Sol stretches from Malaga almost to Gibraltar, and it's a lot like Florida. It gets year-round sunshine, and plane loads of seniors from colder climes up north fly down for all or part of the year. In fact, there are many places on the Costa del Sol where it's unusual to hear people speaking Spanish. EU citizens visiting Spain get free emergency medical care, and those who are permanent residents are covered for everything by Spain's free public health system. Bengt Hinman of Sweden is in a room at the brand new Costa del Sol hospital in the resort town of Marbella. His skin, bearing numerous tattoos from his life as a sea captain, is heavily jaundiced.
Well, it was a habit at...
Hinman says he was walking his dog on the beach when all of a sudden he felt very dizzy. He's now being treated for hepatitis and a failing kidney. Like many Swedish snowbirds who flock to Marbella every winter, Hinman and his wife have paid in to the Swedish healthcare system all their lives. And in theory, Spain should be able to claim the cost of their care from an EU health fund. But the bureaucracy often doesn't work. Health authorities in the Valencia region, another popular destination for Europeans, say they spent $66 million to treat foreigners last year, but only got $10 million in compensation. One of Spain's most influential retired politicians, Juan Carlos Rodriguez Ibarra, said in a recent radio interview that Spain's healthcare system should be made less accessible to foreigners. Because one of the problems with the Spanish healthcare system is that it's too universal, so you start getting health tourism, he said. Lots of people from lots of countries in Europe come to Spain with a $400 plane ticket and get a free hip operation. Many doctors working on the coast tell stories of British, German, or Scandinavian patients coming to Spain to evade co-payments or long waiting lists for surgery back home, or simply because they prefer to convalesce on the beach. Gregorio Blanco of the Malaga Physicians Union used to work as a primary care doctor at a clinic where half the patients were foreigners. He says non-Spanish-speaking patients pose an additional burden for Spanish doctors. It's extra work, the difficulty of dealing with a foreign language and being sure you're making the right diagnosis, he says. He adds that doctors in the public healthcare system are not always compensated for their treatment of non-resident patients. Sweden recently tried to push through an initiative in the European Union that would make cross-border care even easier. It would have given patients the right to seek elective surgery in other EU countries and be compensated for it when faced with delays at home. But Spain led a group of countries that blocked the initiative. Spain's health minister said the measure would cost the country's health system $3 billion. Still, pressure for an open EU healthcare market is likely to increase. In recent years, the European Court of Justice has ruled that Europeans have the right to seek the quickest and best treatment anywhere in the EU. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.